Well, this is Judith Conrad, and this is the Judith Conrad Radio Show, and we are broadcasting live from the Women's Business Network in Eugene, Oregon, at the Hilton Hotel. It is my pleasure to return to BBS Radio. It has been about 5.5 years since I was on the radio before, and you know, I just can't tell you how exciting, I'm excited to be here. Yeah, let's talk here. So what my program is about, it's a spiritual program, it is a business program, it is a combination of several different things, and I always like to give solutions. And you can kind of hear the noise starting to build up here. We're going to be bringing in some of the people who have booths here, and we're going to be talking about any subject that they like. We'll have them say their name, their tagline, and just whatever they feel like talking about. And so I'm about intuitive development. I'm about giving you solutions and helping you to trust your intuition and focusing on creation. Now, this morning I did a program, my last program on 1320 AM here in Eugene. And I talked about, with my guest, Jack Alice, we talked about creation. And our purpose really is to create. Whatever we're creating for this new world. I mean, the old is going away. The new is here. And we're here to see what our position is in this whole creation of the new world. Now you say, well, what is the new world? Well, the new world for me is a place where anything that I do is natural, it's easy, creates results for the people around me, my clients. And it also, it's easy for me. And that makes me most excited about doing the radio, because I always end up I use the radio because I want a place to be able to give the information that comes to me on a daily basis. So I take about 15 to 20 minutes every day. I sit and I meditate, or I pull my tarot cards, or a divination tool. It doesn't make any difference what kind of divination tool I use. It's giving me information that will help other people who are listening to bbsradio.com. And so that's really what I like about doing this. And I'm going to have one of my friends call in. Her name is Joan. She's going to call in with one of these telephone numbers. And you can see, if you're on BBS Radio and you're listening, excuse me, you can... You know that we're broadcasting here, and the numbers are right up there. There are four numbers you can call, and we'll have this nice discussion. So my name is Judith Conrad. I'm a coach for all reasons. I'm an intuitive coach. And if you have a question about intuition, about something that's going on, and you'd like to ask me, I will give you my intuitive insight of what that is. And, you know, so we're waiting. We got a call going in. Is it going through? It's ringing. Okay, should be able to be picked up pretty quick. If not, we'll go to the next telephone number. Right. Okay. So I'm waiting for the...
Hi, Judith. Hi. This is Joan Gross.
Hi. Okay.
How are you?
Okay, we have a delayed reaction, and Joan is sitting right here in my booth, and of course, it's a delayed reaction. How fun is that?
I've never been delayed before.
Well, delayed or not, we're going to do this conversation, and it's going to be fun. So Joan, I mean, I just mentioned about creation, and you're part of this whole paradigm of creating something new. Uh-huh. So what do you feel your role is in creating, in creation for this new paradigm?
For this new paradigm? I think it's sharing with people that are thinking, and the way we're thinking, it's going to accelerate faster and faster for us. So if we're in a negative role, that's going to come quicker than when we're in a positive role, that's coming quick too. So we want to be very, very careful about what our thoughts are and what our speech is, because words are very powerful. So I think I'm becoming more and more conscious of how I'm thinking and speaking on a daily basis and noticing a huge, huge difference.
And you're in the middle of a huge change yourself. So what I'm hearing you say is that you're watching your words, your thoughts, so that you're not creating something you really don't want. Because you're right, those words are so powerful. And if we start, you know, saying negative things. I don't have this. I don't have that. They're definitely not. You're going to be ending up with what you don't want.
That's true. And, you know, Judith, what I've learned working with people over the years is people will tell you exactly what they don't want and list that over and over again. But when you ask someone what they truly, truly want, that is really hard for people to come up with. Yeah, you know, the pie in the sky things are nice, but what they truly want to really do soul searching, that's a whole different paradigm.
Yes, I'm just so clear on that. So, Joan, what is it that you really, really, really want?
What I really, really want is the clarity that my daily actions are impacting people, even if it's a small ripple effect, somehow in a positive way, and that my thoughts are clear and that I don't hold any negatives toward anyone or anything, and being very careful in those thought processes.
Excellent. And so if you could change anything right now in your life, what would you change?
You know, Judith, that's an interesting question because I really believe that there's not anything that I need to change because everything serves a purpose. I always used to say it's either a blessing or a lesson. So my thought process is and being cognitive of that, when something comes along that's not what I'm wanting, then it gives me an opportunity to switch that and to think about the things that I do want.
Excellent. Well, if anyone else would like to call in and join in the conversation, you have all of these wonderful telephone numbers you can use. I'm not used to having 5 telephone numbers that I call in. You see, I just have 1 telephone number, and that's all I have. So we can have a conversation with 3 or more different people. And so I'm going to invite another lady to call in, Peggy Eileen, who's standing right in front of me. In fact, I'm going to – and go ahead, Joan, and you can you just say a couple things while I get Peggy Eileen on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All
Peggy
right.
Eileen is our elite photographer here in the Eugene area, and we just love her. She just does beautiful work, and I'm very interested in seeing what she has to say today. So, hi, Peggy.
Wait a minute. We've got to get her on the line. I'm pretty sure we can get all of us on the line at the same time.
We're going to have a girl party on the line.
We're going to have a girl party on the line. That's right. Well, this is my first show, so I'm just having fun here pretending I know what I'm doing technologically.
Say that again, technologically. I love
okay,
it.
So at the present time, we have Joan. Okay. Joan on the line, so I guess we're not going to be able to have 3 people on the line at the same time. Well, so that's the way it is.
How about if I share my phone with Peggy?
Okay, very good. Okay. Why don't you do that? Yeah. Okay, welcome, Peggy Eileen, to the show.
Hello, Judith.
Okay, and just so you know, it's a delayed reaction, and when I'm talking to you and you're looking at me in the eye and you're seeing my voice moving, you're hearing me with just a slight delay, and that's okay, too. Okay, so if you had anything, you could have anything you wanted in your life, Peggy Eileen, what would that be?
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind. And, oh, I remember when you were on my show before, we talked about peace of mind. So what does peace of mind mean to you?
If I had peace of mind, everything would be just all in line. My ducks would be all set up. You need to see that now. If I had peace of mind, I must have everything.
Okay, and we talked about that also this morning on my other show. I think where I'm going to be having radio programs every single day. Wouldn't that be great?
Really great.
You know, and that's one of the things I really like when I was thinking about leaving 1320 AM. I was thinking, now this is free. I can go any place and I can do this radio program.
Isn't that exciting?
It is, and so I'm just looking forward to doing that maybe Monday through Friday. Woo! I'll come out to your paradise and then we'll do that too. Okay, BBS Radio is saying that we can call on one of these other lines and it'll go right straight through. Let me try it again.
Judith, on the way over here, there was a man crossing the street and he was waving his arms and talking to himself and, you know, telling everybody to go ahead and just being all, you know, crazy. And I thought, really, that's all what we all are inside. He's just,
yeah,
that's where, you know. It's like, oh, I got out of my way. Okay, here I come. No, I was talking, you know. So anyway, I thought that was funny. I was going to share that with you.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, things are changing so fast.
I mean, overwhelmingly
fast. And so the people who are listening in on BBS Radio, we are a different – we're not normal.
Oh, really? Thank you for sharing.
Well, we knew that. We already knew that. So to think that we are doing the old paradigm way, it just isn't going to work. The old ways are not working anymore. You're right. Joan, I'm going to have you dial this line, too, for me.
And something new that I'm seeing that's coming now is that they're talking more and more about sharing love with our clients. Love. I mean, we're free now to share love with our clients. I think that's fine.
And if we're not sharing love, then...
I mean, like, we can say it. To our clients.
To your clients,
we
yeah.
Love them. It's being too overwhelming for them.
And on Facebook, quite often I'm seeing people say, I love you. And I saw you do it on Facebook. When you can turn to someone and say, I love you, without anything.
Yeah, you nothing know. On it.
My it's husband one time, when I said to someone, I love you so much, he said, who are you talking to? Because he wasn't used to that. You know, he's a different age bracket. So when we can talk and say these things freely without – and I guess we have to educate our mates and the people we're hanging around. Are you online? Okay. Try calling line 3.
Okay. So what's new with you, Judith?
What's new with me is that this is the first broadcast that I'm doing on bbsradio.com. And I'm pretty doggone stoked on that one.
Yes, so where are you broadcasting from?
We're broadcasting from the Hilton Hotel in Eugene, Oregon. Of course, actually, I'm broadcasting from Paradise. Paradise, California is where our station is. So I can say I'm broadcasting from Paradise.
I love that. I love
it. It's really cool. Yeah, so Topeki Eileen is a photographer, eugenephotographer.com. And Joan is in a business called New Skin, making revitalizing our face, our body, and so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep. And where do you see your business going, Peggy?
Well, I was actually crying as I drove in the parking lot tonight, thinking about all my wonderful clients and, like, when they messed up the senior Sheldon spec sheet.
Yes.
Put the wrong phone number on there. All my clients came to the rescue. I mean, they all jumped in and called people. And so I don't know where my business is going, but I'm happy with my clients. And I love them.
And look at that example. She put out a flyer. They had the wrong telephone, or somebody had the wrong telephone number. Hi, Joan. Are you on? Okay, right. So we'll just be able to do one person at a time. Okay, we can use it together doing that.
Yes.
And then I want to bring Kathy in too, so she can call and talk a little bit later. Yeah, so I just want to reiterate the example that Peggy Eileen just gave. And what happened here was the wrong telephone number went out to a high school. Now, Peggy Eileen features a lot of the senior, you know, when they get ready to graduate. Plus, she does all of us business women, makes us look pretty. And so the wrong number went out. So the point of this is people came to her rescue. They didn't hesitate. All the clients who former people that you shot. You shoot people.
I do. I shoot people.
It's painless. Okay, let's bring Kathy around here, and we're going to use the same phone. We're having fun with this. All right. You just talk right into the phone.
Right.
All right, a little closer. All right, give us your name and your tagline.
Kathy Wells, get healthy.
Okay, you're not. You get a little closer. Okay.
Kathy Wells, eat chocolate, get healthy.
Eat chocolate. You know what? I get a little upset at night. If I have a piece of chocolate, dark chocolate especially, it makes me happy.
Awesome.
If I had a piece of chocolate here right now, I'd be even happier. Okay. Well, I had some of the biscotti, and we have one of the biscotti guys over here, and so he gave me a small piece. So you just moved down here, Kathy. You just moved down here from Tacoma area.
Since April.
Since April. And you've hit the ground running.
Yes, I love this area. I have met so many great people like yourself. And they keep introducing me to more great people, and so my community and network is just growing, growing, growing.
I know. It was very much like when I arrived. I did the same thing. I couldn't talk to enough people fast enough, and I joined every organization.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit, what is your desire? Now that you're here in the Eugene area, what would you really like to accomplish?
Well, Showside Healthy Chocolate is at the forefront of a health revolution. And we're all about shifting from unhealthy chocolate to healthy chocolate, and that impacts so many people's lives relative to energy and weight loss and inflammation and pain, diabetes, heart health, and cholesterol. The list is kind of endless. So my goal is to impact 50,000-plus lives and to be at the forefront of this health revolution.
Well, look at that. Very clear in her intention. And when we are very clear on our intention and it's in alignment with spirit, and you know what I'm talking about.
I absolutely do.
When you are in alignment with spirit, that's all there is.
And you know it.
Yes. And I created this radio program, I think, in 3 minutes. I said that they called me, but I actually called them. Because I used to be on this radio station, internet radio, and I gave my announcement to the 1320 AM, and I said I was going to stop at broadcasting with them. And I said, where can I broadcast? And I looked around, and I went on the internet, and I went right back to BBS Radio, and they were thrilled that I called.
Mm-hmm.
So within 3 minutes, I created that.
It all lined up.
Right. And I had checked out a couple other ones. They didn't return my call. And they didn't return my email. And so this is perfect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you just totally know in every cell of your being when it's right.
No, I do. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. Anything you'd like to say to our audience?
Oh, my goodness. Tune in. Judith is totally amazing and such an inspiration to so many people. So this is the place to be.
Thank you. All right. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Have a good time at the trade show. So for those people who just tuned in, this is Judith Conrad. This is my first program. You'll hear a lot of background noise because I'm at a trade show. I think next time I'll have two different headphones plugged into my computer, and that way we won't have any so much sound in the background. All right. And anyone else out there, if you'd like to call in, you have all the numbers there at BBS. Give me a call. And if you have a question about your business you'd like to call in, I would really appreciate that. Do you have another question, Kathy?
How long are you going to be on?
I'm going to be on till 5 o'clock. All right. If you want to go and find some more people who want to call in, all right, just have them call in, and they can call in on my cell phone if they like. All right. Very good. Okay, so in case anybody wants to call in, well, I think I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And we'll play one of my ads, and then I'll be right back with anyone who would like to call in. All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
What is an intuitive reading? Why do people come to an intuitive such as Judith Conrad for a reading? They are in crisis or chaos. They just know that there is more information that they can't put their finger on. They want to know how to fully utilize their potentials and resources. They want to slow down to receive answers. They want more tools to deal with life changes. They know that their ways of resolving their problems aren't working. They've lost control. They want to find relevance and meaning to their life. They are experiencing loss of homes, jobs, careers, relationship, love, loved ones, death, major changes. They want to know how to break out of the status quo. Judith Conrad can assist in this transformation. Call Judith at 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. And check out the website at eugeneintuitive.com.
Okay, well, we are back from our break, and this is Judith Conrad. I'm an intuitive coach. I'm a spiritual coach and a radio broadcast coach. What that means, the last part, the radio broadcast coach, is that I help people to project their voice. I help them to find out what vibration, what frequency they're broadcasting on, whether it's AM or FM, which means that, you know, if you're broadcasting at a lower frequency, a lot of people will pick that energy up. And what I do on the radio many times is I will do readings. You know, you may say, well, and on this radio station, I don't have to explain that because people do understand what a reading is. It means you ask a question and I give my intuitive insights of what that may be. It's just something that I've developed over the years. It makes me happy to do that. And this is what's the new paradigm, the new earth is about, is we are in this place of deepening and finding where our creation, our creative juices are. And when we do that, we are the puzzle piece that fits with what the world is looking for, what the world is crying out for. And many of you do know what that's all about because you have experienced this at some time or another. If you remember when you are in nature, you're sitting by perhaps this gushing stream. And as you're sitting there, it's just thoughts occur to you. Thoughts occur to you that you would never have thought of otherwise. And so if you will write these down, that is so relevant to what is going on in your life. And I invite you to call in, and you have all a list of all the numbers. You have even have a toll-free number. So dial in here. And you can hear them talking about the Women, Wine, and Wealth here at the trade show. Normally, I won't be broadcasting where there's quite so much background noise. Normally, I'll be in a place where it's a little quieter. And I'm going to select different restaurants, different cafes where I can, a quiet part of that place, where I can sit and just chat with people who are in the restaurant, etc. We're waiting for some more people to come by so they can call in. I think we have about 35 booths here. It's so interesting being here. Lisa. Okay, let's talk to Lisa on line 3. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How you doing, Lisa?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
From California? What part of California?
Oh, I'm in San Diego.
In San Diego. I love it. Okay, San Diego. Yes. San Diego lady,
warm
how can
right
I help
now,
you?
So I have no complaints.
You have no complaints. I love it. Okay. So tell me, do you have a question that we could I could maybe give you some kind of an intuitive insight about?
I do. I'm actually I'm currently looking for work, and I have been for a while now. It's not really like a time crunch for me. I'm just very eager.
Okay.
Just to get back to work.
And so tell me again how long you've been out of work.
Oh, for at least 6 months. And then prior to that, I had a temporary job. And so it was 6 months prior to that. So it's been for a while.
Okay.
But the good thing is when I do my temporary work, I'm able to stockpile a large sum of money from that. So.
Excellent. Okay. So let me tell me what is it that you have done in your work, which is the most exciting thing you've ever done?
Are you talking about like a specific job or just what I love about what I do?
Well, the latter. What you love about what you do?
Well, I'm an actress, and so I just love playing. I love like the character work and the playfulness of it. I also like entertaining, so I write as well. And I dance. So
and
I
you
do
dance.
A lot within the realm of theater.
Multi-talented. Well, I'm just looking at and just scanning your energy and see what I'm feeling. Maybe another month or so you'll be, you know, it just takes some time to really sort through. And only you're only going to do what you're good at. You're not going to do it just for money.
Oh, no.
So in about a month, I'm feeling there's something that is going to shift, and it is, and that the job or whatever it is going to find you. You don't have to go out and look for it. You just sit in your. Do you meditate?
All the time.
Hello. Yeah. Do you meditate?
Yeah, every day.
Every day, excellent. So as you're meditating, just allow the answers to come through. Allow the answers to come through and write them down. And then, you know, call me back next week when I'm going to be back on the radio between 4 and 5.
And tell you what insights I've been.
And tell you what the insights have been. Because then, you know, that's like a follow through. And as you follow through on that, I can give you more insights even. So we are going to be working between now and next week. You're going to be journaling. And if you would also, if you'd like to send that to my email, it's judith@judithconradradio.com. I'll reply back to you.
Great.
You don't even have to wait. So in the next couple of days, I want you to write down everything in your job and what you love to do.
Got you.
All right.
Yes.
So Lisa, thank you so much for calling from San Diego. Yes. I am just very pleased. Do you listen to the station a lot?
Yes, I do.
Great station, isn't it?
Yes, I love BBS. So.
All right.
Well,
thank you for calling, and I'll be expecting your email.
Okay.
Judith,
great.
And that is judith@judithconradradio.com.
Okay.
Is it on here?
Great.
Can't hear on my phone, okay? Okay.
Thank
all right.
You.
Thank you very much, Lisa. You want to call one of these numbers? Okay. We have someone else from Nicholas, and she's going to call in on her cell phone. So in the meantime, I'm excited about Lisa calling from California, and she's going to send me a summary of all of her skills, all of her gifts, and from there, I'm going to follow up with her on the email, judith@judithconradradio.com, and it's going to be pretty exciting, because already I'm starting to work with some. I asked when I started this radio program, I said, I really want to work with folks. I want to be able to coach them using using my skills of organization, time management, activities management, and most of all, the intuition. I have to apologize for the noise factor, but that's it. You know, when you're at a trade show, that's what you get. And I think you can hear me well enough because I'm plugged in directly to the computer. We're broadcasting on BBS Radio. For those people who are walking by and wondering why I'm sitting here talking to myself, we're broadcasting on the radio, and we're waiting for people to come over and sit down and find out. I want to find out what makes them excited. What makes you excited about life? Because, you know, intuitively, I've been able to help a whole lot of folks by just following my own insights. When I follow my insights, it takes me to a deeper level. And when I go to that deeper level, I can hear what spirit is saying about the other person and what's going on in their business, whether I feel, you know, this is the right match for them for career. Okay, I think we have someone else who's calling in. And we're going to have Kim, who's going to be, I believe, trying to call in. You're calling in, Kim?
I'm calling in. I'm on the line.
There you are, Kim. You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio.
The radio. Right. Okay, Kim, now you tell me a little bit. You're here at the trade show. You're over at Michaelis. Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Ashley Michaelis. Michaelis Boot Camp. Chris Michaelis is a local fitness instructor here in town. He's got a fitness class here. He offers 8 different class times a day. It's a boot camp class. Don't be frightened. Don't be scared. Boot camp is not scary. He doesn't yell at people. It's just an opportunity for people to come and have a really great resistance and cardio workout that produces results. I've been doing it for a year now. I've lost 22 pounds, 28 plus inches off my body, and my body fat has actually gone from 37% to 24%. So he gets results.
So tell me, Kim, what did you do before you start working with Chris?
Before I worked with Chris, I belonged to a local gym here in town. I did outdoor activities. I like to hike Mount Pisgah. I like to be out in the outdoors. I like to ride bikes, do stuff like that. But I was going to some aerobics classes here and there, but I needed something that was a little bit more hardcore. I needed the combination of the weights and the cardio. And I found that in Michaela's boot camp.
Very good. Now, what would you say your greatest skill is?
At boot camp?
Any place. I mean, are you teaching over there now?
I am not teaching there. I just do trade shows for Chris. We've become real good friends because I've been going to boot camp for about 15 months. I'm a good testimonial for him. And my greatest thing that I think that I do in class is I come and I work hard every day.
Okay.
I don't slack, and I work hard every day. I get a good workout every day. You get out of it what you put into it.
Excellent. Okay. So what would you, I'm looking down the road, and for those people who are listening to this program, I always like it general enough too, so that the listeners, I mean, we got Lisa in San Diego, California. She's tuned into the program already. I loved Lisa already. Isn't that great? Yay. Lisa, I hope you're here. You got a cheerleading squad here who are cheering for you, and we're cheering for Kim. I want to know, where do you want to see yourself personally? Spiritually, this is a spiritual program where we go inside, really delve into what makes us tick. Where do you see yourself in 6 months in? I mean, you're used to the hardcore statistics, how much I weigh, you know, the measuring. But I want to know in a little more esoteric way, which is more in the etheric, where do you see yourself in 6 months?
Well, I feel like I'm in a really good spot now. Exercise is part of my daily lifestyle. It's something I choose to do. It's something I enjoy doing. When I'm having a rough day, if I go exercise, it brightens my spirits 110% every single time I work out. When I was working, I had a really high pressure job, and I would go on my lunch hour, and I would go there in a foul mood, and I would leave there happy as can be. It's completely, it was a 180 turnaround.
Where in six months?
You know, I just want to continue to feel good, and exercise makes me feel good. I have several friends that I go see there, and it's good to see their faces every day and sweat together and laugh together and sing together. He plays fun music, and I'm just in a good place, and I'll continue to be heading down that direction. Exercise really does make you feel good.
So it activates the endorphins and this every cell of the body. First of all, probably screams out, "Please, that's enough on my body." But then, when you get done, you've taken your shower, you get done with that.
Oh, you feel great. You feel great. You feel renewed. You know, before I started boot camp 15 months ago, my energy level was really low. It was kind of like, oh, I'm just going to stay in. You know, I'd rather sit and watch TV. And now it's kind of like, let's go. Let's go hike. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And it's just really increased my activity level. It's fun to get out there and do that and, you know, go somewhere and know that I went to Smith Rock over in Terrebonne, Central Oregon, in August. It's just nice to know that I can go somewhere, and if I want to hike something, I can do it.
You can do that. Are you ready for the Inca Trail?
Yeah. I'd like to do the Inca Trail. Yeah.
Inca Trail is in Peru, and it's very tough. I did the last 7 miles of it. That's all I could do.
Machu Picchu,
yes. Yep. Have you been there?
I have not been there. I have friends who travel. They're photographers. They travel all around the world, and they've got a trip to Machu Picchu that is on my list of to-do list, on my bucket list. I want
your
to do
bucket
that.
I remember that bucket list, you know, since that movie came out.
I have a bucket list. One of the things on top of my bucket list is to drive an ice cream truck and give away free ice cream to the kids that come to run up. I want to do that. So if you know an ice cream truck driver out there that would like to let me fulfill my dream, let me know.
Well, what's the name of that company? They have a, you know, they have their all the paint on the you know, the, I can, they come through the park every once in a while, and you know, they drive slow, they play the music so the kids can come out. I'm going to tell them, I'm going to stop them and say, okay, we've got Kim who wants to drive an ice cream truck, but I don't think he will like that you give all his ice cream away.
Well, I'll pay for it.
Oh, very good.
I'll pay for the ice cream, and, you know, I don't want him to go without, but I want to be able to see the kids come running and then get an ice cream bar for free and see the looks on their faces.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Very good.
That would be
Thank
fun.
You. You're just a natural on the radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll have to get you back on the radio again.
Well, you know how to get a hold of me. Call my friend Peggy.
You know what? Chris, you know, Michaelis, is that apron? Right?
Yes, Chris Michaelis.
Right. You know, he's had a lot of radio experience.
He's done a lot in the local area. He also does a lot of great things community service-wise. He's done Relay for Life. He's actually put together his own diabetes coalition that he does fundraisers for. He's done stuff for getting clothing. I'm not sure which organization it's for. It might be Women's Space and whatnot, but he has a clothing drive. He does a toy drive in the fall and winter. He's really involved and very active in the community. In fact, he won an award from some advertising place here. He went over to Bend this last Saturday and got an award for what he does with advertising.
TMI. A question was asked because I'm looking for a place to broadcast from. It's so funny because yeah, that's, you're cute, Kim. I love you. You're adorable. So yeah, so what I've been looking for are places where I can do the radio broadcast. So that would be a good place to go over there. I would do the regular show, and then I interview. I'd probably have to get you on.
Oh, sure.
And then the regular show goes on with my guests. So if you, any of you out there would like me to come to San Diego, I'll come down to San Diego. I'll do the, because it's internet. I can do it any place.
I'd go to San Diego.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun?
I would. Yeah, I will give you Chris Michaelis' booth, his business card, and maybe you guys can work something out.
That's good. All right. Thank you, Kim. You're adorable.
Thank you. I've had fun.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Okay, that leaves the lines open if anyone would like to call in and just join in the well, I call it chit-chat right now. And if you'd like an intuitive reading, you just come over and sit down with your cell phone and dial one of these numbers, and I'll give you an intuitive reading. So who would like to come up next? Lori, would you like to call in?
Sure.
You got a cell phone?
I do.
Okay, come on over and sit down and call in on your cell phone. And we have people sitting around, standing around now. They wonder what I'm doing over here, talking to myself. So, Lori's going to call in on her cell phone. In the meantime, I think we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And then Lori is going to call in, and we're going to talk a little bit about her dreams and what is on her bucket list. I love that question. What's on your bucket list? Okay, so Seth, take it away with our second advertising. And after that, then we're going to have my Italian friend over there with a biscotti. Talk to me. Okay, we'll be right back.
Timely tips on the Judith Conrad radio program. Judith is offering an opportunity to share your minute of how-to information every week on her radio program. The same information will be featured on her website. What a unique way to spread the word about your business, service, and about you. Call Judith Conrad for an interview about this marketing idea. 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Get a coach. Here we are at the beginning of 2011, and it's time to jumpstart your life. Let's see where you are with the following questions.
Are your New Year's resolutions still valid? Are you procrastinating on your current goals? Are your goals meaningful? Are you ready to really commit to a quantum leap in your business and personal life? Want to know your life's purpose? Do you have a creative idea that needs developing?
If so, call Judith Conrad, a personal, business, and intuitive coach with 25 years of entrepreneurial coaching experience. She is a cut-to-the-chase coach who knows what's ahead. Call 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Is this an intuitive reading?
Yes, it could be. Hi, Lori. This is Judith Conrad. We're broadcasting on the air, and we have another person who probably wants to call in. I'm talking to Lori Goodman, and she's another photographer here in the area. So Lori has taken this fabulous trip to Israel last year, and I'd just like to – was that on your bucket list of what are the things you wanted to do?
Absolutely. Though bigger on my bucket list was meeting my first grandchild, and that was the main reason I went. And that was astonishing and amazing. And, you know, Israel was great also to be a place to go to go really deep back into time and see what history has done there for 5,000 years.
And so why was your son, it's your son, right, who's there?
Yes.
Why was he in Israel?
Great question. Well, my son, my older son, I have two boys, became what we say is from, which means Orthodox Jewish. He, after doing many, many things in his life, graduating in music and physics and becoming a pilot, he went to Israel, and it just totally changed his life, and he found the discipline that he was looking for, and that discipline was in Judaism, was in Orthodox Judaism. So he got married. He and his wife decided to spend a year in Israel really studying and soaking up the culture, and that's why they went there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Did you have a question for me? Anything I can answer?
Questions you have for me? I'm doing
intuitive insight here, just a quick hit about anything?
Anything, personal or planetary.
Anything.
Okay. When is this paradigm shift? Well, I believe the paradigm shift is happening in this culture, in this world. But when do you think this paradigm shift is really going to move forward more quickly?
Well, my philosophy is that it started about 2008 in January, and it's been a gradual shift, as they say, shift happens. And so I think that we're now, it's accelerating, because if you, Peggy who said, Joan said about the, if you say a negative thought, it happens immediately. Well, it's starting to pick up now. Really pick up, so you can expect that there'll be more earthquakes. But it's all about how deep can you go, and how much inside can you find that peace, that inner peace. So it's not going to be just one day. Someone said October 2011, watch out, everything's going to break loose. No, it's going to be on the gradual slam bang chaos on the external. Therefore, if you're not in tune internally. That's why I asked Lisa from San Diego to write down all of her thoughts about her what her skills are. What skills are going to help other folks to make this transition? So, Lori, I can ask you, what skills do you have?
Well, definitely I'm really working on making my mind an ally. That's a book I'm reading because it's all about what goes on in our heads. And, you know, what we show here is very different than what's really going on.
Right.
I'm just always working on that. And, in fact, I was going to ask you a question about that because I'm going to start exploring again Tibetan Buddhism and do some meditation in that area.
I'm feeling that's a real good path to take. Absolutely the best. I've got a couple people online already. They're all lined up, ready to talk. So, Lori, thank you so much.
Great to talk to you.
All right. Very good. So that leaves that line open. We have four lines available. And so let's, on line three, Lori, is this a different Lori? I'm not sure. So line three.
Yes.
Okay. Lori, are you online?
My nickname is Lori. And I heard you say Lori's calling in, so I thought you meant me.
So, Lori, where are you calling
silly.
In from?
But I wanted to say thank you, and I'm just tuning into your show. I'm not sure how long you've been on the station. Have you been on a long time?
I was on about 5 or 6 years ago, and I'm just returning. This is my first broadcast coming back to your airwaves. I've been on in Eugene, Oregon, where I live. And so, yeah, it's where are you calling from?
I'm thrilled because it's hard to find something like in this time frame because I'm in New York State, so it's in New York City. Right, I'm up in upstate New York, and I'm always looking for
upstate
something.
Upstate New York
so
calling.
Welcome.
I love it.
I'm so happy that you're on, and I'm gonna be listening. Are you gonna be on every week?
Every week, that's right. Monday. I'm just Wednesdays. But you and I want you to go to my website, judithconradradio.com, so you can see what I'm all about. But
okay.
I'll be on next week also from 4 to 5.
Great. I will do that.
And Lori, I want to ask you the question. What is on your bucket list? If you had, what do you want to do before, let's say, tomorrow? I mean, what do you want to really do without hesitation, no excuses? What would you like to do, Lori?
I'm torn between hunkering in and just hunkering in real bad and being, going, because I'm in my 50s now, and also being like more adventurous. A friend of mine would like me to travel to Guatemala, and my tendency is I just want to say no. I gotta stick so close. I gotta stay close to the knitting.
Yeah,
and
so
that's
you got
my,
two things.
My dilemma is do you expand now or do you? Because everything you hear makes you afraid. You want to just.
Broadcasting.
Save every penny and be fearful.
Someone from upstate New York right now in the BBS radio. That's so exciting. Well, hunkering down, okay, fine. You can hunker down, but I also think you can go and travel and hunker down. How's that sound?
Well, that's good. I appreciate your advice because it's scary to travel when you haven't done it in 10 years and you hear, it's scary. It's scary to go out of the country when you're not used to it.
Well, what you want to go to Guatemala? I'm getting a real high. Yes, go to Guatemala.
Okay.
That would be good. Hunker down, which means you're
very
going to
good.
Be doing. Yeah, you can be grounded and centered at the same time you go to Guatemala. I'm voting Guatemala.
Okay.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks for calling.
I'm going to be listening to you. Thank you. I'll keep listening. Thank you so much.
All right. Upstate New York City. Bye. Okay, that leaves the lines open. We've had a call from San Diego, and first time on the show. No, we're not done yet. We're waiting for more people. In fact, Dawn, who's just walked up, and she says, give it your all. So Dawn is working with a company called AdPro, and she just pulled a little card here that says, give it your all. And you're doing that. You're absolutely doing your all, but don't work so hard. Don't work so hard. And that's for anyone who's listening there. Don't work so hard, but you can give it your all. Now, Dawn she's with a group of wild, zany ladies called the Real Ladies of Lane County. Yeah, and they're just awesome. They're always giggling and laughing, and I help them get on the radio. That was the radio station that I just left. This morning was my last broadcast. So give it your all, Dawn. You go, and you know what, Dawn? I'm going to give you a prediction. You heard it here. They're going to be on television. They're going to be leaving 1320 in about 2 months, and they're going to have a TV program. That's right. You're going. Go for it. Woohoo! Yes, so that's what I like to do. All right. Okay, this one says be flexible. Okay, Joan, I have some cards out here. So I'm just going to – this is for everyone out there. So be flexible for all of you out there. Be flexible. Which means, and I'm, for Joan, her husband just has the opportunity to go to Oahu. He has a job there. Joan is here. Be flexible. So, let yourself look at different options and don't get stuck in, like Lori wants to hunker down. Joan, don't hunker down. No. No, I don't see it. You're not a hunkering down baby. Okay, so be flexible. Okay, Peggy Eileen has another question, and we're just not going to have her call in. She's just
can they hear me if I'm trying
no, they can't, but no, they can't. So tell me what your question is.
So my question is, do we have to accept work that we don't really want to do because we need money?
Okay, the question is, do we have to accept work just because we need the money? Well, in certain cases, I'm not going to say everyone should be that selective. With Peggy Eileen, you've got to be selective. And so work is, I mean, there's work is coming so beautifully for those people. And I'm going to ask this question because I asked that of, I think, Lisa. Do you meditate? Okay, Peggy Eileen says, no, she doesn't meditate. Okay, what I'm going to recommend is that, you know, people do meditation differently. You either walk, you run, you act like with Kim, she exercises. I use the tarot cards. So whatever means you can use to get to that inner place, you understand what I'm talking about. And I'm talking to you out there in the audience. Whatever it takes to get to that inner place of knowing, you'll know which clients to work with. It's pretty exciting when you can get to that place. And people look at me and they say, well, what does that mean, getting to that inner place? Well, when I'm sitting in the morning and I'm pulling my cards, and you can use any divination tools, and sometimes I'll read about it, and sometimes I'll just not. And I'll just journal. And when I'm journaling, I get so much information that it just floods in, and I can feel myself altering my reality. I'm then talking to higher self. And what does it mean to connect with higher self? That means that God or spirit or all that is talking to me directly. Like someone just walked up and picked up a card. Would you like me to tell you to interpret that? Okay, would you give that to me? And what is your name?
Carrie.
Okay, Carrie just walked up to my booth here at the WBN Women's Business Network at the Hilton Hotel, and she pulled a little good news card that says you always win. If you believe that you always win, you will always win. And the solution is in whatever you're going to be making a decision in, the miracles are right here for you. If you believe that you always win. Oh, it reminds me. I had a psychic in New York. She was my guest, call-in guest. And she said, in the next 6 months, you can do no wrong. Wow. When I got that information, I said, in the next 6 months, I can do no wrong. Did I bust my butt and get out there and do things that I hadn't done before? I'm giving you that gift. Because you're right in front of me. That's your gift. And though anyone listening to me right now, sitting beside me in front of the booth, that's your, in the next 6 months, you can do no wrong. Well, guess what happened after that? I re-upped on that 6 months. I just kept it going and going because I believed that my miracle was that I can do no wrong. And if I did something wrong, so what? I took a risk beyond. I mean, I had started a radio program in 1984, way back in, and people would say, you can't do a radio program. I said, I've been doing it for 2 years. Don't tell me that. Because, see, I didn't wait to have someone hire me. I went out and bought the radio time. And then I found my sponsors. So whatever you want to do, in the next 6 months, you can do no wrong.
I don't know what she wants to do.
What do you want to do? We don't have her online, but she's right here. But you can tell me, and I'll tell the audience. You don't know any of these people that are listening in right now. You want to grow your business. What is your business?
WordPress web development. WordPress
development. Oh, that's what I'm using with my website. Yes, WordPress is excellent. Once Brian Kitching set it up for me, I'm able to change everything. I love it.
Yes.
So do you have a booth here? Okay. Next, you should have a booth. All right. But do you have a business card? Could you leave your business card here? You might get a free session. Put it in there. All right. All right. You are so welcome. Yeah. Oh, please. Yes. All right. We are here again broadcasting from the Hilton Hotel in beautiful downtown Eugene, Oregon. And we've had calls from San Diego, from upstate New York. I was able to interview Kathy, who came from Tacoma, Washington, moved down here, hit the ground running. And, you know, this is the most friendly group that I've ever met. I swear, I've been here 3 years. And would you get Stan? We want Stan over here is he here? I want to interview Stan. Stan has has biscottis, and he's got the most wonderful Pietras Artisan Bakery. He has the most wonderful, wonderful, his business is called Cookie Emporium. All right, here we come with Stan. Here's Stan the man. Okay, give me a call on one of those lines. We have an eight, maybe a couple. Okay, we have about 6 minutes left. Now, I think we'll just have Stan be the last one we call. Thanks, Joan, for helping and bringing people in. Stan is calling in on probably the toll-free number, hopefully. Yeah, that's the best one to call. And so Stan has a booth right across from me. Really nice. And I'm calling, and I'll be back in next week from between 4 and 5. I will be at a different location, different guests, and the guests will be calling in, or they will be here. They're sitting in front of me. So is it ringing through? Yeah. Okay, try another number. Any one of those numbers. We have a lot of people coming into to the trade show. That's pretty cool. I haven't been able to talk to anyone except on the radio, which is fun. And so my number, my email is judith@judithconradradio.com. If you would like to talk to me on air, just next week, you can call in. Or if you want to contact me in between now and then, feel free to email me, judith@judithconradradio.com. I just love to talk with people. I like to find out what makes them tick. We're trying to call, having a little difficulty getting through. Always have to dial the 1 before, of course. Yeah, you have to dial the 1. Always dial 1 before dialing any long distance. I'm having fun doing this. Yes. So between 4 and 5, this is the time that I'm on. Just about finished with this program. It's a dialing in, Stan. Okay, well, okay, a cupcake. All right, I can go play blackjack, huh? All right, you heard that on the radio. Okay, so this is Judith Conrad. I'm an intuitive coach, a radio broadcast coach. And what that means is I'm helping you broadcast. My throat is being tickling here. This is my second radio program of the day. And not ringing. Okay. Well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. I'm just going to continue talking. Excuse me. My goodness. Nothing. Okay. It's not ringing through. That's what I'm getting from the BS radio. Okay, we'll try another number. Always dialing 1 beforehand. And I'm just real excited to be here on the radio. Lots of different booths. No, you don't have to do it. I don't know. Okay, we're not able to get through, so just try that. Here, you have a telephone number. Okay, you want to try dialing one of those numbers? We have tickling throats here. You try my phone. Yeah.
What am I calling in to say?
Just say hello. Calling in to say hello. Well, we're just about out of time here, I guess. I'm not sure how much time. Connected. Okay, Stan, see if you're connected here. Not ringing through there. It says it's not ringing through. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, bummer. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have... If you could write down your telephone number, they'll call you. And in the meantime, I think we have a couple other people calling, trying to call in. And, again, here we are at a trade show. So it's my first show. We're just kind of letting it roll. We're rolling with the punches and having fun. Okay, we have Julianne. You got through? Okay, let's hear it. Let's hello.
Well, hi, Judith. How are you?
Well, now you got through right away.
I did get it because I'm lucky like that.
Yeah, you are. Stan wasn't so lucky. Well, next time we'll get him on. Okay.
Oh, but you know, you're at the Rockin'est show in the town today.
I know. I know. Two programs in one day. I love it. Okay, what's on your bucket list for today?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm getting ready to go on a trip tomorrow. Am I going to get into a hurricane or sun?
No. Well, if a hurricane comes, hunker down. Yeah, hunker down on the ship. Yeah. Yeah, you might have some turbulence on that cruise. So, you know, wow.
I think you better rethink that.
I think so. But Julianne knows when I make a statement that many times it will, it'll come true. I did a reading for her, and I said something. She says, "You weren't supposed to know that."
Well, you're not supposed to know that until I tell you.
Yeah, right.
So, Judith, I'm excited for your new show.
I know. Isn't this fun to get going? You know, in 2 weeks, I'm going to do interview Larry Goldex Newby.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't realize he was so spiritual.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Here he's this big sports, you know, go Ducks, you know, and that, in fact, that's his middle name, Go Ducks. And he's very spiritual. So I think we're out of time here, are we?
Okay, I'm going to say goodbye.
All right, thanks, Julianne.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Judith.
Okay, I believe I'm out of time. Is that correct, Seth? Okay, well, I'm just going to say yes, we're out of time, and I'm going to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference. Talk to you next week.